extra, extra. Dead man plays gang tipster. Hear Big Town and the headline story of the fatal joke. Extra, Big Town, extra, extra.
Listen, Luke. There's a hot tip on a 100-grand payoff.
All right, let's have it.
Be careful, wise guy. The babe's trigger finger is itchy. She can hardly wait to let you have a load of blood.
Neither can I.
Oh.
Keep on thumping that piano, Mozart, like nothing happened.
But plenty happens in this five-star story of Big Town, brought to you by Lieber Brothers Company, makers of Life Boy Health Soap. The headline drama of fighting editor Steve Wilson, whose newspaper creed stands for freedom and justice against the forces of intolerance and evil.
The power and the freedom of the press is a flaming sword. That it may be a faithful servant of all the people, use it justly, hold it high, guard it well.
Now, Big Town and Steve Wilson's story, captioned The Fatal Joke. All practical jokers are a menace, but when they are also gangsters and racketeers, they can be deadly, even after death. And such is the background of The Fatal Joke that began as Babe Barton, widow of Joker Barton, walked out of women's prison, having finished a 3-year stretch.
So long. We'll be seeing you, Babe.
Oh, yeah? A pig's eye, you will. Hi, Nettie.
Hi, Babe. You look a million. Pile in the heap.
Thanks for nothing. Save the line for the lollies. I look like 3 lousy years in the can. Pull this job out of sight of this joint.
Okay, Babe.
Some jalap. Hot or cold?
Like ice.
On whose dough?
Oh, a couple of odd jobs.
Somebody got plenty of sugar for fingering the Joker.
Not me, Babe. Not me.
Don't put on shoes that ain't made for you, Natty. They're liable to pinch.
I just wanted it on the record, Babe. In case you forgot, I was your husband's pal and bodyguard.
I ain't forgotten nothing.
Yeah, I bet.
Including the newspaper slug that sigged the cops on Joker and got in the chair.
And you, 3 years in the hen pen.
Weaning my waistline on a wash tub in the steam laundry. Come on, come on. Step on to the best beauty parlor in Big Town.
Then what, Babe? Want to see the bright lights?
Maybe. After I settle with a couple of guys and a dame.
Which ones?
Wilson of the Press, a femme reporter named Kilbourne, and a musical bum called Mozart.
Hey, an order like that liable to send you back for a big stretch, Babe.
Not the way we're going to work it.
Not me, Babe. I never pull nothing except for dough.
Yeah, I know you don't. This'll get you plenty of dough.
Plenty's kind of vague, Babe. I like round figures in the lettuce and the lady.
Okay, Natty. 10 grand.
To do what?
Get Steve Wilson a Kilbourne twist at Joker's old place tonight.
What do I use for bait?
100 grand Joker got him a big shakedown that got him a hot seat.
Oh, yeah. What happened to that 100 G's?
Send Wilson a tip. He may find out about it and get a hot scoop if he comes to Joker's joint tonight.
What if he brings the cops?
He won't call a cop till he's sure he's got a right steer. The louse is a good noseman. I gotta hand him that.
What are you gonna do if you get him there?
Say one of the Joker's jokes on him and that lippy Lorelei dame.
What about that piano thumper Mozart? He's still running that waterfront dump called the Harbor Cafe.
Never mind, Mozart. You suckle Wilson and Kilbourne into the setup. I'll personally take care of that ivory Ike.
Say, boss, as Harry the Hack would say, if he worked down with a grip.
Say it, Lorelei, and close the door on those infernal teletypes, as I am prone to say.
How's your calendar?
Pretty crowded. What's on your mind?
The date. March 1st, remember? I circled it on your pad.
Oh, yes. Now, don't tell me it's your birthday.
Oh, heavens, no. I've stopped counting birthdays, but I'll give you a long list of my desires when the day comes.
Good. But what's so important about this first day of March? The month of Ides, Lions, Lambs, and income tax returns.
Today marks the return to freedom from prison of a lady known as the Babe.
The Babe?
Mm-hmm. Who 3 years ago swore she'd get even with you for helping convict her racketeering husband, Joker Barton. Remember?
Good grief, yes. And I remember correctly, she also promised to scratch your eyes out, Carla.
And I don't make a habit of forgetting threats of hard-boiled women with one-track minds.
Nor I, but are you suggesting we get out of town and hide?
No, just remember the lady in question and keep out of dark corners.
Well, she's probably forgotten the threat. And thus...
Now, you've probably forgotten a little matter of $100,000 rotten nest egg the Joker salted away before he died in the chair.
That's right, and Babe Barton might come back to get it. Just a moment, Barton. Steve Wilson, Illustrated Press.
Hey, Wilson. Want a hot tip?
Who are you?
Never mind. Want a good hot tip?
Well, what do you want for the tip?
I want to get even with a dame.
What dame?
Remember Joker Barton's wife? The Babe?
The Babe? Yes, I remember her. Just a minute. Get a load of this, Farland.
You get a she-devil.
Not the stall, Wilson. This is a payphone call, and I'll be long gone before you can trace it.
All right, what's the tip?
That con cookie is out of the hen pen.
We keep track of such events.
But you don't know she's going to try to get her mitts on Joker's salted 100 G's and breeze tonight.
Logical and interesting, but not very helpful.
She's opening Joker's flat on Water Street.
When?
About now would be a good time to drop around.
What did she do to you to bring on this double cross?
Plenty of plenty. Take it or leave it.
Thanks, till you better pay it. I'll take it.
Steve, that was downright ungrateful of you.
That rat is a liar, Lorelei. If he wanted revenge on the Babe, he wouldn't call on us to keep her from getting away with Joker's 100,000.
Granted, but what's the catch?
That was bait for some kind of trap. That could include Mozart, who also testified at Joker's trial.
Oh, golly, yes. We better phone Mozart about this trap, and let's go get Dusty and drive down to Water Street and take a closer look at the cheese.
Ivory Thumper ever do anything but beat out the blues. Hello, Mozart. Don't turn around.
Is that round thing in my back a lipstick or the muzzle of a gun, lady?
A gun? Keep on with the melody, and I'll give you the lyrics.
You a song plucker, lady?
Lots of laughs, or I'll plug you.
What can I do for you, babe?
Huh? How'd you know? You ain't turned around.
Oh, I got eyes in the back of my head.
I'll put holes in the back of your head. You don't louse the laughs and listen.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Your ex-hubby, the Joker, never liked anybody stealing his taglines either.
That's why I'm here.
When'd you get out?
Today?
Mm-hmm. You didn't waste any time. Except for the beauty shop.
How do you know I've been to the hairdresser? You a mind reader or something?
Doesn't take a mind reader to read your mind, babe. It rolls in a rut as old as a lady named Delilah.
Who's this dame Delilah?
Oh, she got sore at a strong guy named Samson who didn't like to go to the barber. And she wanted his head.
Did she get it?
Yeah, she got it. And then she went to a dance routine.
That's for me.
What?
Lost the musical laughs and lay off the keys. I get the idea.
Okay, where do we go from here?
I got a rat still up outside. They're driving us to Joker's old headquarters.
You throwing a coming out party?
Yeah, and how?
Anybody else I know coming?
A newspaper pal, Wilson. Now, Kilborn Dame are invited. Never mind the phone.
What makes you think they'll come to your house, Wanda?
A hot tip on $100,000 story? If they don't come, I'll take my 3 years over a hen pen wash tub out on you.
Thus, Steve Wilson and Lorelei and Mozart are headed for a dangerous trap. And for the exciting developments of the fatal joke, we'll return to Big Town in a moment. Life Boy gets skin cleaner.
Life Boy gets skin cleaner.
And the cleaner you get your skin, the surer you are of being fresh and attractive. So remember, Lifebuoy, with its purifying ingredient, gets skin cleaner, stops B.O. as no other leading soap can. Here's what the doctors proved in 820 scientific tests.
People took daily baths with different soaps. Doctors found that Lifebuoy does more than just remove the grime and perspiration you can see. Lifebuoy's purifying ingredient makes it more effective than any other leading soap against the invisible dirt that brings on B.O.
Lifebuoy's milder, too. Safe even for baby's tender skin.
And you'll like the way Lifebuoy, made with costly coconut oil, bursts into quick white lather even in hard water.
Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner.
Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner. Keeps you fresh and attractive. Protects you as no other leading soap can. Bathe with Lifebuoy every day. Get the big new bath size. Buy Lifebuoy right away. Now back to Big Town and to Steve Wilson and Lorelei, one of his ace crime reporters, as they drive to Mozart's Cafe on the way to the old headquarters of a dead racketeer in the press car of Dusty, the press photographer.
Say, Steve, Lorelei.
Say it, Dusty, but get it to Mozart. I don't understand his not answering the phone at the Harbor Cafe.
Same here. And if it means tangling with that mad madam called the Babe, deal me in with my speedy graphic.
Thanks, Dusty, but we hope this can be settled without the help of your camera.
Hey, what about this mysterious telephone tipster you've been talking about?
I think he hopes to have us pull his chestnuts out of the fire, and we're going to go through the motion of doing it.
Well, isn't that kind of a risky occupation, no matter how thin you slice it, Steve?
Not as bad as waiting for a vengeful lady to take a pot shot at one of us some dark night.
Okay, Mozart's place coming up. Is he also a clay pigeon in the lady's proposed shooting gallery?
Yes, pull up and stop at the side entrance to the cafe, Dusty. He should be in the back this time of night.
Okay, here you are. And there's a light shining through the frosted glass of what used to be the family entrance.
Yes, wait here, Dusty. We'll only be a moment.
Yeah, we just want to find out if Mozart has had any calls, tips, or warnings about Joker's not-so-gentle widow.
Okay, Lorelei. I'll find my camera and be ready to take you to a rendezvous with that doll.
I don't hear Mozart at the piano.
No. And he usually beats out the blues when business is slack. Let's go in.
Well, isn't here in the back room.
No. Well, there's no one at the bar.
Hey, Steve. Look at that smoldering cigarette in the ashtray at the end of the keyboard. That's funny.
Yes. Thought he may have stepped out for a moment.
Oh, no, Steve. Mozart's never taken a lighted cigarette out of his mouth or down to a bud, even to flick the ash.
That's right, and there's his inevitable beer glass half empty.
And he wouldn't leave the place wide open. He doesn't care about his worldly goods, but he's particular who gets them.
There's something... Wait a minute, Lorelei. I'm afraid we're too late.
Well, how do you mean? What are you staring at?
Look at the dust on the top of the piano, Lorelei.
Oh, Steve. Finger marks.
Yes, look. Spelling out the Babe.
All right, Moat. Make yourself at home while we wait for Wilson and Kilbourne to show.
Well, so this is the place where Barton pulled his practical jokes on the public, the law, and rival mobs.
Yeah, just the way he left it. I seen to that even while I was in the hen pen.
Kel's sentiment.
What's that?
What sentiment? It's a tag of an old French joke you wouldn't understand.
Ah, even a piano. It wouldn't be in tune after 3 years, would it?
It better be, or the tuner down the street will get it. But good.
He's safe. Well, what'll it be while we wait?
Suit yourself. But don't try anything funny.
Oh, perish the thoughts. And, thoughts are all... Some of us have. To stand between us and the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. To quote or misquote. And by opposing, end them, or play the coward and the piano. Like a clown.
Keep on playing, you ivory thump. I like it.
Ah, the guests arrive. Let the wine flow, let the games begin.
Shut up, just play.
The hostess wore red and insisted the guests check their guns at the door while she used hers to keep order. I can see the account in the society page of tomorrow's paper.
Who's should live so long. Who is it?
Me, Maddie. Open up, babe.
Just a minute. Come on in.
Well, so you got the ivory Ike here.
Yeah? And I figured you'd come. Hold still. Don't turn around.
Hey, what's the idea of the gun in my back? I'm on your side.
Wrong, Daddy. No, nobody plays on the team of the babe when the prize is 100 grand.
What is it, babe? A double cross?
Pull your gun out of that tailor-made shoulder holster you're so proud of, Natty. Pull it out slow and easy, or I'll shoot your backbone into vest buttons.
She will, Natty.
Okay. Okay, babe.
Now get over there with Moats.
Yeah, sit down, Natty. Let's make it a duet.
Listen, babe. You can't pull this thing alone. You need me.
I don't need nobody.
I did like you said. Wilson and the Kilburn Dame are coming. They ought to be here any minute now.
Well, I don't need you anymore.
But listen, you need me to keep him in line while you get Joker's dough.
This gun will keep him in line.
Where is the dough, babe?
Right in this room, on one of the walls. That was the Joker's last good joke on the cops and everybody else, including you in.
How come me?
Because he told me you crossed him up to get it when he told me where it was.
I didn't. I stuck to him.
Like a leech.
So, this whole setup was a trick to get me here, same as Wilson, Mozart, and Kilburn.
You wasn't invited, but I knew you'd come.
You had it all figured out.
Yeah. You got a lot of time to figure things. 3 years in the pen.
Careful, Natty. Don't punch yourself. You'll bust the seams of that nifty suit. Babe's trigger finger is itchy. She can hardly wait.
Yeah. Neither can I. Can I?
A dope. I was waiting for him to pull that spare rod out of his hip pocket. Go on playing, Moats. Like nothing happened.
Well, nothing has happened. If it's any loss to anyone in this wacky veil of tears. When do I get mine?
Keep playing. I'm keeping you around for laughs.
And you want my music to sucker Steve Wilson and Lorelei into this booby trap? No thanks. No more.
Play music, boy. Make like you're a mechanical piano.
Sorry, babe. The cold steel of a gun muzzle on my neck makes my fingers stiff.
Play, sucker. Play. Go on, sucker. Play.
Saved by the bell.
That's what you think. Stay put on that piano bench. Don't move. Hello, Wilson. Come in.
Hello, Mrs. Barton. Thanks for the indirect invitation.
Where's Kilburn?
She's
right here.
Lorelei. I told you to stay down in the street.
But, Steve,
you're all through telling anybody anything, Wilson. Get in here, both of you.
I'm sorry, Steve. I couldn't let you go through this alone. Hello, Mozart.
Hi, Lorelei.
Uh-oh. Who's the body on the floor?
Oh, a character called Natty. The flashiest-looking cadaver the meat wagon boys will get in any day.
Pipe down, Moat. I don't need you anymore.
Watch for that tagline, Steve. That's what she told Natty just before she let him have it.
Yes, I heard the shot and got to the door just in time to hear her trying to make you play a come-on to get me in here, Mozart. Thanks for the stall and the try.
Don't you make a try, Wilson. I got an extra special gripe on you.
All right. It looks like it's your party, babe. You arranged it. You're the hostess. But why go to all this risk and trouble?
I wanted to play a good joke on you, dopes. One good one for Joker's sake.
Are you quite sure your late husband, the Joker, hasn't pulled a good one on you? One that will give him the last laugh, even after death?
Sure, I'm sure. I'm going to let you dopes see the payoff with your own eyes.
Well, we're honored, aren't we, Steve? Mozart.
Shut up, your lippy twist. You had your say in your lousy illustrated press. You flapped your lip and tapped your typewriter and put me away for 3 years. I couldn't get my hands on Joker's dough. Now it's my turn.
Too bad you won't get out of this rat trap to enjoy it.
Shut up, Kilburn, or I'll bet your teeth in with the barrel of this rod.
Yeah, Lorelei, yeah. The babe's got a strictly one-track mind.
And you lay off that thumping, Mozart. Just sit there on that stool and twiddle your thumbs till I get to you.
You're wasting precious time, babe. You better get that money and get out of here before the police come and take you away on the big count for killing your pal, Matty.
Matty was no pal of mine. He lied to Joker about me playing around. That's another reason I fixed his wagon.
So you better get going before a judge and jury fixes yours for murder.
Don't kid me, Wilson. You never call in the cops till you're sure of the facts.
Thanks for the compliment, but circumstantial evidence made me fairly sure of the facts in this case, and the police are being notified.
Yeah? How?
That's my little joke. Now, let's see how yours turns out.
Yeah. I've had my fun with you dopes. I've waited long enough to get my mitts on that $100,000.
Where is it, babe?
Right behind you, Kilbourne. In that wall. Behind that picture of Joker. Turn around and take it down.
I'll take it down.
Stay put, Wilson. Get over there at the piano with Moats. I told you to take it down, Kilbourne.
All right. Oh, Joker looks almost lifelike. As if he were enjoying the results of one of his endless practical jokes.
I think he is, darling.
Shut up, Wilson. Lift it down, Kilbourne.
Okay. Come on, Joker, old boy. I'll put you down here on the floor. You can get a good look at Natty. That ought to amuse you no end. You might even laugh out loud.
Hurry it up, Kilbourne. Save the wisecracks. Now, get out of the way.
All right, but I don't see anything but a blank wall.
That's all the cops could find. Now, back up, Kilbourne. Get over there by the piano with Wilson and Moats.
Yes, come away from that wall, Lorelei. Having known the Joker, I have a feeling he wouldn't have been able to resist one last gag.
I'll show you the gag enough. Watch what happens when I twist this picture hook. Once to the right, twice to the left. Look at it, Wilson. Look at that wall roll back.
No wonder the cops couldn't find the combo. It's very ingenious, babe. But now, can you open that safe?
Yeah, without taking my eyes off of you, dope. Watch and see what happens.
We're watching, babe. Steady, while I get back. The next few minutes will tell.
Tell what?
Whether
Wilson?
The Joker's fatal joke is on you or on us.
Thus, Steve, Lorelei, and Mozart are caught in a strange situation. And for the dramatic payoff, we'll return to Big Town in a moment. Life Boy gets skin cleaner.
Life Boy gets skin cleaner.
And the cleaner you get your skin, the surer you are of being fresh and attractive. So remember, Life Boy, with its purifying ingredient, gets skin cleaner. Stops B.O. as no other leading soap can. Here's what the doctors proved in 820 scientific tests. People took daily baths with different soaps. Doctors found that Life Boy does more than just remove the grime and perspiration you can see. Life Boy's purifying ingredient makes it more effective than any other leading soap against the invisible dirt that brings on B.O.
Life Boy's milder, too. Safe even for babies' tender skin.
And you'll like the way Life Boy, made with costly coconut oil, bursts into quick white lather, even in hard water.
Life Boy gets skin cleaner.
Life Boy gets skin cleaner, keeps you fresh and attractive, protects you as no other leading soap can. Bathe with Life Boy every day. Get the big new bath size. Buy Life Boy right away. Now, back to Big Town and to Steve Wilson, Lorelei, and their musical friend Mozart in tonight's tense and dramatic story of The Fatal Joke.
All right, Wilson and the rest of you dopes. I've had my fun with you for helping the cops put me away for 3 years. I'm going to get Joker's $100,000 and scram.
Be careful, babe. Your late husband spent his life thinking up practical jokes to play on his friends and enemies. He may have arranged one for you.
Yes, babe, especially if his bodyguard, Natty, ever sold him on the idea you were playing around.
Shut up, Kilbourne. Joker trusted me enough to tell me about the secret panel in his office. He gave me the combination to this safe.
But is it the right combination? That's the $100,000 question, babe.
Stay put and I'll show you. Just like I showed you, he told me how to open the sliding panel the cops couldn't find. Keep on playing, Moats, like we're having a party. There. Now watch.
Even so, I'd be careful, babe.
Yeah, careful of you, dopes. Don't any of you move while I get in here and get that dough out of Joker's big tin box.
That gun makes you boss for the moment, babe, but I still say you better be careful in that vault.
What do you expect, Steve?
Get back at me, Lorelei, if that money isn't in there. The babe is liable to go crazy with disappointment and start shooting.
Yeah, so don't get any ideas, Wilson. Don't start making any plans to rush me. I'll cut you down now. Just hold everything. I'll show you Joker didn't play no joke on me. There. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it.
Go, Steve. From here, it looks like the McCoy.
Oh, look at it, you lugs.
Looks like the joke's on us, Steve.
Get back, Lorelei.
Look at it, you lugs. Packets and packets. The 100 grand and easy spending tens and twenties. Wait a minute, I'll show you some more. The box is full of them. 100 grand, and that's the last thing I'll...
Lorelei. Look, I... Lorelei.
I think I'm all right, Steve. The blast knocked me down.
Me too. Mozart?
Okay, Steve. It almost knocked me off the piano bench.
What about the babe?
The smoke and the explosion is clearing.
Don't look. Huh? Don't look. It must have been in the box she was holding. Under the money.
Oh, how horrible.
She never knew what it was. She died in a fool's paradise of blood money.
Steve, Lorelei, Steve!
Just a minute, Jesse. We're okay. I'll unlock the door.
Holy cat! What happened in here, Steve?
A dead man played a practical joke, Dusty. Get a good shot for page 1. Did you call Callahan a homicide?
Yeah, and he's on the way, but it looks more like you need the boys from the morgue.
Yes, Dusty. Thanks to the Joker. A dead man who had to wait 3 years for the payoff on his last fatal joke. Friends, tonight you heard an unusual story from the front pages of the Illustrated Press. I hope it has your interest, for behind the violence and excitement is the sober, all-important fact that all crimes hold the seeds of violence and even murder, and are closer and a greater danger to the life and happiness of you and yours than most of us realize.
And next week, friends, we'll bring you another vicious racket expose that pulls no punches. It's headlined The Crooked Eye, and is the story of a blackmailing private detective such as any of us might mistakenly hire if we were in trouble.
Yes, Lorelei. But now here's our narrator, Dwight Weiss, with a message for right now.
Yes, remember, doctors have proved it. Life Boy, with its purifying ingredient, gets skin cleaner in your daily bath. Stops B.O. as no other leading soap can.
Oh, say, Dwight.
Yes, Lorelei.
Dwight, I want to tell the women about that purifying ingredient of Life Boy's. That's what makes Life Boy milder, so safe and gentle.
Yes, and it's the reason Life Boy Health Soap keeps you fresh and attractive, protects you as no other leading soap can, keeps you secure. It's one more reason why today Lifebuoy is used in the homes of 40 million Americans. Buy Lifebuoy Health Soap right away. In tonight's dramatization, all names, times, and places are fictional. Big Town features Edward Pauly as Steve Wilson, Fran Carlin as Lorelei, and is written and directed by Jerry McGill.
Lever Brothers Company have amazing news. New 1950 Rinso with Solium. It's here a year ahead of time. New 1950 Rinso has 3 times the whiter washing action of any other soap. The sensational new washing action of 1950 Rinso gets white clothes whiter than new, washable colors brighter than new, and keeps them whiter, brighter than any other soap. Rinso is so safe for clothes, so kind to hands. Get new 1950 Rinso at your dealers now.
Be sure to be with us again next Tuesday at the same time when Lever Brothers Company will again present Big Town.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.